Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. LaWanna, and this is A Touch From Above. God is awesome, awesome, and awesome. Really quick, before we even get started, I want to encourage you to make sure you visit our website, atouchfromabove.org. And I'm so excited. Every single June, we have a conference. So also, if you're a woman pastor out there, I want to encourage you. The Lord's been really working and dealing with my heart about having a women's pastors conference. And so anyway, we have a conference coming up in June, and that's for everybody. And I really want to encourage you to sign up. That's a free conference. The only charge that'll be that if you're going to stay at the overnight at one of the little cabins at the Prayer Mountain. But the conference is free. You can come and enjoy. It's 3 days. It's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. So make sure you look up on our website, atouchfromabove.org. Click up on those tabs. It says church right there. Then it says conference. Click on that conference button, and it'll give you all the information. I'm so excited. The name of our, the theme of our conference is Mountain Moving Faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And those that come to God must believe that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Well, this is part two. Thank you for joining us again today. God bless you. God bless you. Our guest today was yesterday was Daniel RC, and he's here today. And I want him to continue to share about his testimony. And, you know, to help you understand, now he came from a really good family. I want you to understand that he had a good father that was a hard worker, owned his own business, worked very hard, helped the boys, discipline. He had a good mama that stayed at home, took care of the kids, good mom, good dad, and he had five brothers and two sisters. So what is it that makes a person go off on a stray? Well, what causes one of those little ones to stay is Satan is a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. And bad company corrupts good morals. So mom, dad, if you have kids and teenagers and they're getting to that age, watch who they hang out with. I don't care if you have to pull them out of the school, pull them out of that school and get them in another school or homeschool them, whatever you need to do to rescue them from the life of destruction. Daniel, what do you want to say today?
Well, I recall a time when my mother told me, she said that when she would find out that I would be locked up again, that she could finally sleep peacefully.
Ooh. That's heart gripping.
Like knowing where I was, right?
Exactly.
Because for so many years, she would be up crying at night, praying for me.
Were you the baby of the boys?
Yes.
You were the youngest one.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So you were her heartbeat.
Yeah, I was her baby boy.
Oh, my goodness. So, Daniel, when you were in prison, you had a really urgent cry about seeing your dad. He was getting up in years. Share that testimony. That is so powerful.
Man, that was a powerful prayer that God answered. You know, when you pray in faith, it's amazing what God will do. Like my dad was getting up there in age. You know, he'd go to dialysis 3 times a week.
Wow.
And God made a way. And my father came and visited me while he was in, while I was in prison.
So that prayer that you said, God, please either get me out so I can see my father or bring him.
Well, I knew I wasn't getting out anytime soon. I had already been sentenced and I had a few years ago.
Wow.
But, you know, through God, anything is possible. And I remember that Bible scripture that the dead in Christ will rise and those who remain.
Thessalonians, yes.
We'll meet the Savior in the sky. And yes. Like I was telling you, my father received Christ on his 82nd birthday.
What a miracle.
And died that same year. Man, that was like a bittersweet moment, like when I was in the visiting room, because we were laughing, we got to hug and just enjoy each other's company. But we both knew in our hearts that this was the last time I would see him on earth.
Oh.
But when I thought of that Bible scripture, it comforted me and brought me joy. Like, this ain't the last time I'm going to see him. Amen. All I got to do is remain in Christ. And I'll be raised up too, and I'll see him again.
Oh, that's powerful. So it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Wow. So when your father walked out of that prison that day, how were you feeling?
Well, you know, right away, the devil tries to steal your joy. But if you stand on God's word, it's more powerful.
Amen.
And the joy came back to me. I thought of the goodness that God made a way.
Yeah.
Because that seemed impossible. Like, my dad wouldn't go on trips with my mom. He hated riding in the car. And he made a way, and he wanted to see his son because he knew that would be the last time.
Oh, my goodness. So where were you in prison at, and how long was that ride?
I was in the Central Valley, and it was like, I'm not sure how many hours it would take, you know.
But enough for him to have to get
up. It was a long ride, you know, and it's, I give God the credit that gave him the strength to come see his son, you know.
Amen.
And thank God for my mother who brought him, my sister that drove all the way up there. I believe my daughter came with them too, so I got to see my daughter. So it was a glorious day, but the devil tried to steal my joy. But
oh yeah,
there's victory in Jesus, right?
Amen. Being behind those walls are not any fun at all. But being behind, you know, Daniel, when we think about somebody being in prison, you know, they're in our natural mind, we think, oh my gosh, I can't go out. The doors lock, the bars close, and continually. Everything's locked down. But in reality, those that are still bound in drugs and those that are still bound in gangs and those that are still bound in sin, they're in an invisible prison. And what do you want to tell those that are out there?
That they could be set free through the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen. Well, tell them.
He will set the captives free. I know this firsthand because I experienced it, right? I had these chains just wrapped around me of addiction, right? And when I cried out to the Lord, I felt him break those chains off of me, right? And I knew from that point that I was free, right? Even when I was in prison, I was free. Even though I was surrounded by big walls and barbed wire, I was free to serve Christ.
Amen.
You know, so the time, actually, you think like, oh, man, 5 years. But when you're serving the Lord, the days are flying by, because we had work to do, and that was reaching the harvest in the yard, right?
So you started sharing the gospel right when you were in prison after you got saved.
I linked up. It was crazy because the first ones I ran into was the Jehovah Witnesses.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, God's Spirit led me to where I needed to be.
Amen. Thank God.
And then I ended up in a Spirit-filled church, and they laid hands on me, and I prayed in tongues.
Amen.
So I have my prayer language, you know.
So here you are. Now you're filled with the glory of the Lord, the power from on high in those prison walls, and yet there's a freedom there. Man. So helping the other inmates.
We were winding and grinding for the glory of God.
Amen.
And you know, it was crazy because I was already like settled in, right? And I had an aunt, her name was Lulu, and she would pray and ask God to let me out early. And she would always tell my mother would tell me, your Aunt Lulu says you're going to get out early. But I told her that you already got sentenced, you're not getting out early. But she says, no, you're going to get out early. And guess what? Like a year and a half before I was going to get released, they called me to the podium and asked me, would I like to get out early and go to a program? And you know what I said at first? I said, nah, I'm good. I'm settled in. I'm grinding my time in here for Christ, right? But then I remembered my aunt, and I said, you know what, man? I got to honor her prayer because God answered it. So I said, I don't want to go for a year, but I will go for 6 months. And it turned out to be a beautiful thing. I met Brothers in Christ in there. I was in this program called MCRP in Barrio Logan. And it allowed me to, like, kind of gradually get back in the road. And that's how I seen A Touch from Above from the trolley station the first time. You see, here's a crazy story. Watch this, people. I used to ride the trolley through downtown to go to my drug programs. And the Spirit of the Lord used to, like, I don't know what it was. Every time I'd pass this thrift store, like, the Spirit was telling me to go there, right? And I never understood it. But at that time, I had a monitor on me, so I couldn't, like, get off course because they could track your movement. But to make a long story short, when I ended up getting out of that program, I got invited to go to church. And guess where it was? Right on the corner, and there was that thrift store. And then I come to find out that Dr. Luana was a pastor of that A Touch from Above. She owned that thrift store. So if I would have went there, I would have met you guys a long time ago.
God was trying to
draw you in. Yeah,
amen.
It was amazing.
So, you know, Daniel, on that note, on that very note, there's listeners that are listening. Mm-hmm. And there's something in the heart that says, get up to the mountain, get up to the mountain. You know, the same way you were in that trolley and you were, you know, on the bus going by and the Lord would say, stop by there. Because, you know, let me go back and help you guys understand something here. In the middle of building our prayer mountain, the Lord spoke to me and said, go down the hill. At that time, I was still traveling out, but he said, go down the hill and start a church. And I'm thinking, Lord, I'm building a prayer mountain. How in the world am I going to go down in San Diego and start a church? But the Lord said, go. So I went, and we went down there and ended up leasing a building. And then when you pioneer a church, we had to literally pioneer it from the ground up. We had, five women? It was five women. We always say there was five old ladies, but really we're not that old. But here are five women that are going down, and one of the ladies was 80 years old, Ms. Edna. She's so cute. And so I said, okay, guys, we're going to go down. We're going to pioneer a church. And you have to understand, I had no idea what Barrio Logan was. Barrio Logan, it was the toughest, roughest area of San Diego, filled with, quote unquote, gang violence. The Chicano Park is there. And, you know, just, but here we are. We're in the middle of Barrio Logan. We rent this building. But in order to hold us up financially, I thought, oh, boy, we're going to have to do something here. So I ended up leasing the building right next to our church. And I ended up opening up a thrift store. And thank God, because the thrift store held us up for that first year until we could get established. Well, we ended up pioneering that church down there for over 6 years, and we saw 6,000 people come to Christ. And one thing is, I keep a notebook, I keep a journal, people that we witnessed to on outreach. But the other thing that you have to know, also, we did, 14 funerals in, wow, Barrio Logan. Did you know that, Daniel? 14 funerals in Barrio Logan, where there would be over 250 to 300 people at a time that would get saved. And from somebody getting shot in the head, for somebody overdosing in drugs, somebody's son died. I mean, it was just heart-gripping. You know, and somebody gave me a prophecy one day and said, God is going to place you at the mouth of the opening of hell, and God has put you there to snatch them out before they go into hell. And you know what? That's exactly what that was. And that time, I know God sent us down there not only for that, but I believe God sent us down there to establish a powerful team. And Daniel's a part of our team now. And that's where we met Daniel, down in Barrio Logan. And how long had you been out of the program, Daniel?
Not that long, actually.
And then you ended up coming to church. And God has done an amazing... What has God done in your life since you've been there, Daniel?
Man, God has... I really feel like I'm maturing, you know, because one thing about my pastor you should know is she's fearless. And she speaks the truth of God's word, and she don't water it down. And that's what a person like me, in my background, need to hear. I need to hear the truth. I don't need to hear how great I am, because I know deep inside how horrible I was, right? I need to hear the truth so it keeps me accountable, you know? So I don't go back to that miry muck, you know? I don't want to go there again. But by my pastor preaching the truth and God's word, it keeps me on the straight and narrow. And that's what we need today. We need to hear the truth and not just tickle our ears, right? Because, you know, once we come to salvation, we need to walk in it. We need to grow in it. We need to be about God's business, right? And thank God for a touch from above. You know, people say, like, why do you go all the way to Ramona just to go to church? Why don't you find somewhere closer? You know, for me, a church alive is well worth the drive. And, you know, and every Sunday I wake up with this bad migraine, right? And I know who it is. It's the enemy. He tells me, don't go to church today. But you know what? I get up and I go, because a church alive is well worth the drive, like I said. And we have a vision, and I'm a part of that vision. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus, for making me a part of this vision too. You know, we're Team Jesus, you know. And man, I'm just so grateful. I tell myself, I don't have to go to church, but I get to, you know.
Amen. That's good. That's good. What do you tell those people out there that Daniel, now, for those of you that you hear a voice, but you're trying to figure out, Daniel is a very strong man. He's strong. He's muscular. He's strong. He's a handsome young man. You know, you can tell, you know, it's kind of funny. Situation happened at church. This is how you know God really changes. One guy was kind of sarcastic. He came to church and, you know, he had been drinking, and Daniel's one of the head ushers, and Daniel, you know, it's trying to be very gracious with him, and Daniel's very gracious with him. And the guy says something sarcastic. Yeah, well, I was going to knock that guy to the ground. And I looked at that guy, and I'm thinking, you have no idea. You ain't knocking Daniel to the ground. He'd knock you down in a New York minute. But because Daniel has been so changed, Daniel goes up to the guy and very calmly says, well, you know, I'm sorry you're offended. You know, God bless you. Thank you for being here. And so you know that when God gets down into the heart of man and begins to change him from the inside out. And, you know, there's been times where people have told Daniel, Daniel preached one of the powerful sermons one time. I had Daniel preach, and he preached a powerful sermon about Deborah, and it was about women in ministry. And it was so powerful. So, Daniel, what do you tell people when they say, oh, you got a woman pastor?
Well, there again, from you teaching us the truth in God's word. And even back when I started reading the Bible, like, you know how people say start reading the Bible from the middle of the Bible, the New Testament? For me, I started from the beginning.
Smart.
So by doing that, it allowed me to see that God used women back then, like, you know, like you said, Deborah, man, what a mighty, powerful warrior and prophetess, right?
Yes.
And to be a prophetess, you got to speak. You got to use your mouth, right? So as I continued reading the Bible and I started realizing, man, there's more and more women. It never dawned on me, but until I started coming to a touch from above, when people started telling me, like, you know, you got a woman pastor, and it's like, well, what's that got to do with anything?
Exactly.
You know, she's more fearless than you. You know, she ain't afraid to tell the truth, where I notice other people will water it down, right? Or they got this macho man insecurity thing, like, you know, they're scared of her or something, you know. But no, I see all through the Bible where God used women, and one day God's going to pour a spirit on all flesh. Amen. And his men and maidservants are going to prophesy, right?
Joel chapter 2.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, like, if I was to hold a woman back from her calling, man, I'm doing myself a disservice when I go stand in front of God one day, right?
Amen. That's a good
way
to look at
that.
That's
the way I see it, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Amen.
If anybody has a calling on their life, why would you want to hold them back?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you're on the same team. What's going on here? You know, unless they got a different thing agenda in their mind. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you're listening to my program. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. And we're so excited about all that God is doing. But I got to take time out here to invite you to our conference. Every June, we have a conference. It's a free conference. And I want to encourage you. You're out there, and maybe you have a son. Maybe you have a daughter. Maybe you have somebody that's in prison. Maybe you have a loved one. Maybe you have a husband or a wife that's in prison, and they've kind of got themselves in that bind and in that situation. And you've only heard just bits and pieces of Daniel's powerful testimony. But Daniel is going to be one of our speakers at that conference. And I want to encourage you that if you have a loved one, you have a son or a daughter or husband or a wife, or you have a sister or a brother, and they're bound up in that drug addiction or gang violence, and they're trying to find their identity, I want to encourage you to bring them out to that conference. It's a 3-day conference. It's a Friday night. It's a Saturday night. Friday night, Saturday, all day, and Sunday morning. And that goes Sunday morning until about 1 o'clock. So I want to encourage you, if you end up needing to spend the night, you have to call it in advance and reserve a cabin. And there's a small price for that, very cheap, very inexpensive. So I promise you, this conference, we're not out to make money. We're out to see lives saved and changed and bought by the power of the blood of Jesus. Because Luke chapter 4 said in verse 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And it is now the acceptable year of the Lord. And there are so many that need to have that liberty, and we must allow the Holy Spirit to set the captives free. So you're listening to my program today. I want to encourage you, come up to the prayer mountain every Sunday. Daniel, you drive up every Sunday. Help me remember where everybody comes from. Some people come from...
We have people come as far as Imperial Beach. We have people come from as far as the Imperial Valley, Calipatria, I believe El Centro, Brawley. We have people come from, Poway?
Point Loma.
Barrio Logan, National City, Chula Vista. I'm telling you, a church alive is well worth the drive, and it is so beautiful, and it feels good to get out of the city, even if it's just for a day. Because we have 25 acres, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Amen. It's absolutely beautiful. So I wanted to encourage you, please come on out. Church Alive is worth the drive. We're a church without walls. We always say, in the wintertime, dress warm. In the summertime, don't worry about that. But there's a little deli and coffee shop open there. You can get your coffee before service. Find a comfortable chair and a little table to sit there. And bring your Bibles, bring your notebooks, and let's write the Word of God. And open your Bibles. Open your Bibles and learn the Word. God is so good and so awesome and so amazing. There are so many people. Daniel heard something. How many minutes do I have here? I only have 1 minute left. Okay, well, I'm going to have Daniel stay for 3 days. So you know what? You're just going to have to hold on here. And he said something really powerful, and I'm going to share that a little bit with you. But don't forget, visit our website, atouchfromabove.org. Don't forget, we have a college course every Sunday morning. Maybe I'll have Daniel speak about that tomorrow at 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Church service starts at 10. That's a meet and greet time. Get your coffee. Say hello to everybody. Because we're not just one of those churches that you go in and nobody knows you and you go out. That's not what we want. I love you. You're awesome. And God cares about you. And I want to encourage you, a church alive is worth the drive. Come on out. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Stay tuned for tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org.
come quickly to my rescue.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God. Oh,